Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Caitlin Spear joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. I found out about this program. You know, I played in the South Shore YMCA charity golf tournament just after, Kennedy, you made the announcement of your diagnosis with breast cancer. And when I was there at the golf tournament, they told me about their Stay Strong program. Caitlin, can you tell us about that?
Sure. So the Stay Strong program is a program that the South Shore YMCA holds, and it is a free 12-month membership to either branch, the Emelson branch in Hanover, or the Hale Family YMCA in Quincy, for anyone that's diagnosed with cancer, who has undergone treatment within the past 12 months, their household family members, and a caregiver as well.
And what sort of things do you do there? Why would one go?
So it's really a sense of normalcy in a very unnormal time in the family's life when someone is diagnosed with cancer. Not only is the free 12-month membership given, but there's also a free week of traditional summer camp if you have children who are also enrolled with you, a personal physical activity plan, with our certified staff. You have access to our Germantown Neighborhood Center food pantry, drop-in babysitting for parents during treatment and appointments, family-focused activities. So really just trying to meet everyone where they're at in their journey, because depending on the person, there are different points.
And what do you say to somebody who might be like, oh, I can do it myself?
I would say that it takes a village, and we are here for you, and we're here to support you. And even if you might not need us right now, we'll be here for you when you're ready.
Yeah, I think that's something that we did not realize would be so important when Lana had been diagnosed and then her mom had been diagnosed, was the support of our friends and family around us. I wish I'd have known about something like this, because I think this would have been great.
Yeah, asking for help is not my forte.
Right.
And I mean, I live by myself, so I'm going to have to. This is not something that I can do by myself. So I think this sounds so great. And I live just not far away at all from the Hale Center. So
That's great.
I'm glad you're here. And
it's
and
beautiful,
what a wonderful
by the
thing
way.
To do. Oh, I know.
Facility.
It's a stunner.
It's incredible. I mean, the first time I went there.
I know. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And I've said this before on the show. I mean, I love the YMCA. I was a YMCA kid.
Same.
I was a camp counselor at the YMCA.
I love it.
My kids go to the YMCA camps. You know, Barrett is going to be back down there in a couple of weeks on the Cape at Camp Burgess and Hayward. So
awesome.
I think all the programs at the YMCA are just top notch. So we want to thank you for coming on and sharing this morning. We are making you, Caitlin, and everybody over at the South Shore YMCA members of the Good Vibe Tribe. I think most of the members of the South Shore YMCA are already members of the Good Vibe Tribe.
You can never be a member too many times.
Right. And we appreciate you coming on the show and sharing that with us about the Stay Strong program. If you go to the South Shore YMCA website, click on programs, and then you can go in there and you'll find the Stay Strong program in there.
And I'll be in touch after I'm done with my stuff.
Oh, I love it. And good luck in your journey, Kennedy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Kaylin.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text here in the studio at 617-931-1234. We love to hear about programs like this that are going on in the community, or there's just something in your life you want to celebrate. We want to talk about it. We want to hear about it. Again, you can call or text us right here in the studio at 617-931-1234. Kennedy, what do we have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning?
Well, so, you know, one of the most iconic scenes in Friends is the beginning where they're all sitting around the fountain laughing.
Right.
And Lisa Kudrow was on one of the late shows last night talking about what it is that made them laugh.
Shooting those titles in the fountain was a nightmare. That fountain was cold. It was very late at night. We'd done, I think, 500 takes of dancing. Unmotivated dancing is hard, too, right? That's just, it's hard. And they said, we're going to do one more take. And Matthew said, one more? Okay. Can't remember a time I wasn't in a fountain. What, are we dancing in a fountain? I don't know when I've laughed so hard. You see us laughing, and it's because he had just said, are we going to do it again? Just laughing hysterically, doubled over. That's in the titles.
That is good stuff. Thank you, yeah. Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.